Say, my name is Nurul Nadira Muhammad Hazlan. You can call me Nurul or Dira. My poet is Amiri Baraka. He was born as Everett Leroy Jones in October 7, 1934. He changed to Amiri Baraka in 1961. He is still in this role. He married two times. His first wife was Hetty Cohen, who later changed name to Hetty Jones. His second wife is Sylvia Robinson, adopted name Amina Baraka. Amina Baraka, also a poet. He had five children named Obalaji, Rez, Shani, Amiri, and I. His daughter, Shani, aged 31, was murdered in the home of her sister. In 1967, he became a lecturer at San Francisco State University. In 1984, he became a full professor at Rutgers University. He had a lot of awards. His awards are an American Book Award, the Guggenheim Foundation and National Endowment for the Arts, Faulkner Award, the Rockefeller Foundation Awards for Drama, and the Langston Hughes Award. He also had known for an author of 40 books of essays, poems, drama and music history, criticism, a poet icon, and a revolutionary political activist. Baraka's writings have generated controversy over the years, particularly his advocacy of rape and violence towards women, gay people, white people, and Jews. Critics of his work have alternately described such usage as ranging from being vernacular expressions of black oppression to outright examples of racism, sexism, homophobia, and anti-Semitism that they perceive in his work. The Essence of Reparations is Baraka's first published collection of essay in book form, radically exploring what is sure to become a 21st century watershed movement of black people to interrelated issue of racism, national oppression, colonialism, neocolonialism, self-determination, national and human liberation. During 1960, he was active in the black nationalist movement. He converted to Islam. He also changed his name to Imamu Amiri Baraka, Imamu meaning spiritual leader. Now, I'm gonna read one of Amiri Baraka's poems. The title is Preface to a 20-volume suicide note. Lately, I become accustomed to the way the ground opens up and envelops me. Each time I go out to walk the dog, or the broad edge, silly music, the wind, mix when I run for a bus. Things have come to that, and now each night I count the stars, and each night I get the same number, and when they will not come back to be counted, I count the holes they leave. Nobody sings anymore. And then last night I tiptoed up to my daughter's room and heard her talking to someone, and when I opened the door, there was no one there, only she on her knees, peeking into her own club's hands.